12.8. Time of life. Jacob.
I'm 16, and these are meant to be the best years of my life. But to be honest, I can't wait for them to be over. I can't see the point of spending hours in the classroom finding out about rivers in China or the French Revolution. A friend of my dad's often says to me, "What are you doing with all your free time?" And I think, what free time? After coursework, then homework, revision for tests and exams, plus my part-time job, I'm absolutely shattered. I know you need to do all this if you want to get into uni, but I'm not even sure that's for me. I haven't told my parents yet. It's their dream that I follow in Dad's footsteps as a lawyer. Basically, I can't think of anything more awful. Years more studying and debating details of the law just doesn't grab me. What I really want to do is to be a theatre actor one day. English and drama are my best subjects, and I'm always in the end-of-term plays. So, 2 more years of school, then I'd need to get a place on a drama course. But first, I need to tell my parents I don't want to go into the law. Somehow, I don't think they're going to like it.
Abby.
Mummy says it will be fun, 'cause, there will be lots of other children to play with. But I don't want to go. I want to stay at home with Mummy and Granny. Charlotte, that's my sister, goes there and she likes it. But she's more older than me. She's 7 and I'm only 4. And I got a kitten for my birthday. He's called Fluffy, and he'll miss me 'cause we're always playing and things. I don't want to go at all.
Derek.
So, it's my last week in the office. I've finally got used to the idea now, but when they told me I was on the redundancy list, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I've been here over 30 years. Still, I'm trying to see it as a new opportunity. Not the easiest thing in your mid-50s. I'm setting up a small business with a friend. Furniture design. I've always made chairs, tables and stuff as a hobby, so why not give it a go? You never know, we could be the next IKEA.
Jilly.
I never thought this day would come. 23 and I've just started my first proper job, with my own desk and phone and even my name on the door. It's a shared office, of course, but you can't have everything. After being unemployed for 2 years since I left college, it feels a bit like a dream. I keep thinking the office manager is going to come over to my desk and say, "What are you doing here? You don't work for us." But it hasn't happened yet. You know, I was so nervous on the first day that I didn't move from my desk all morning. Then my workmates invited me to join them for lunch, which helped to break the ice. It feels like there's so much to learn. My first big challenge is to present some design ideas for an advertising campaign. It's for washing powder, of all things. I did a course in fashion, so it isn't really my area, but a job's a job. I'm hoping that I can move back to the world of fashion once I've got a bit of work experience here. I'd like to move out from my mum and dad's place soon too. They've been brilliant supporting me, but I really need to stand on my own 2 feet now.
Francis.
I always think the word retired sounds so negative, like you're sitting passively in your armchair and waiting for someone to bring you a nice cup of tea. Yes, I gave up full-time work years ago, but I didn't give up on life. And since I stopped, I've been busier than ever. I really wanted the extra time I had to count for something. So many ladies of my age somehow disappear. Oh, they go for lunch or have their hair done, but they don't really do anything ambitious. Maybe I've been a bit selfish, but I wanted to still have challenges and ambitions. So, my first challenge was to go travelling on my own. I started just in Europe, in familiar territory, just around Italy and Greece. And then I got the bug, and I was off to South America and the Caribbean, and then Japan and Indonesia. All my life, I'd organised family holidays and gone on business trips with my ex-husband. I never realised what a chore it was until I went on my own. Oh, it's marvellous to be able to just follow my nose around a city without having to worry about other people. Oh, heaven.
Nat and Louis.
Well, we picked up the keys yesterday, but we haven't moved all our stuff in yet. We've got all the basics in, you know, the beds, sofa and chairs.
And the TV.
Yes, Louis's flat screen TV is definitely in place. But all our personal stuff is still in boxes. The thing is, we've moved around so much since we got married, we've never managed to get things in their proper place. It's such a pain.
That's right. We rented a tiny flat when we first got married. Then, when we had the twins in our late 20s, we couldn't afford a two-bedroom place, so we went to live with my mum for a while. That was great because she had a big old house with a huge garden, but then she had to downsize when she retired.
Yeah, we thought about trying to rent again, but everything in our area was so expensive. In the end, my parents said just come and stay with us. So that's what we did, so we could save to get a mortgage. Mm. But it took us ages to get the deposit together. I never thought I'd have to wait until the age of 35 before I owned my own home.
Nat, darling, we don't own it. The bank do.
Yes, well, you know what I mean. All I want to do is get all our bits and pieces into the new place and make it feel like home. The twins are so excited.